USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's effort to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
A federal appeals court is making a ruling regarding young adults buying handguns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
Officials say the winter storm that hit Texas in February claimed the lives of 210 people. The Department of State Health Services adding 59 to the official death toll in yesterday's update. Most of the statewide deaths were caused by hypothermia, but others resulted from traffic accidents on icy roads, fires, and other causes. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is weighing in on comments made by President Biden.
Misinformation. That's how Texas Governor Greg Abbott described President Biden's speech Tuesday on voting integrity laws sweeping the nation after the 2020 general election.
President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Eight Indiana University students are suing after the IU Board of Trustees decided to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for students, faculty, and staff. Attorney for the eight students, James Bopp, is seeking a preliminary injunction to halt the vaccine mandate before the lawsuit proceedings begin. Bopp saying there are still a lot of unknowns about the vaccine in terms of side effects, and those vaccines do not have full FDA approval. He also tells Fox News,
they've gone way overboard with this. There is no state in the United States, there is no county in the United States, there is no city in the United States that is mandating vaccinations for anyone.
Jamie Carreni is a student at IU. She adds,
what's more horrifying, I think, is the culture that has been created at the school. This culture of you cannot present an alternative opinion.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.